Daniel. So, Hare Krishna, I wish all of you a wonderful day at the sacred hill of Giriraj. We also have a wonderful guest with us, our Kamal Prabhu, who has, no Kamal, your name now? Kunya Kishore Prabhu. Kunya Kishore Prabhu, who is very near and dear to us because he helped us during, I believe, 2 or even 3 Kartik Vratas to exist by cooking lovingly for us and taking care of all our needs. Thank you for having come, Viraj Kishore Prabhuji. For just the technical information, you see the sun will be wandering, so soon you will be in the shade. But if the shade, if you are too much in the sun, do not fear to come close. For if you are prepared to listen to this class, you can even sit on my head or on my lap. It is my most important class during this time of the Govardhan retreat. It is maybe the most experience-oriented class, and also it will be the most deepest exploring of our own spiritual life. So before we start, I really wish to make all of you, bring all of you a little here. I would like you to free ride for about 5 or 10 minutes on a subject. Thank you. At this moment of your spiritual retreat, try to see what you have gained already. Please don't yet start, because first the task must be clear. It is a little bit different than other. I will give you the sign and then we can start. With this question, at this moment in time of the retreat, we are after all the third day, it's almost half, the evening it will be half of the retreat. What have you already... it's something else. What did you already receive? And I mean, not only from the lectures, because the lectures are not the main part of the retreat. They are auxiliary or help us to bring us to terms, into to bring us to a certain understandings. But for instance, what do you feel in regards to Giriraj? Look at his majestic, silent but yet so vocative presence. I mean, he speaks to us in some ways. He may call us. Like yesterday, some devotees came to me and said, "Well, I sat before Giriraj and chanted, and my whole dimension in life opened. I saw I'm living in like a little mouse in a labyrinth. I want to go into the free spiritual scope of Krishna consciousness." Or there may be a point in a lecture which has striked you. Try to free write. That means whatever comes to mind on the subject. What so far has touched you, has moved you, has put a realization or thought in your head? Someone yesterday came to me and said, "Oh, my ego is totally drained at the moment." That means he becomes materially weak, his mind. And so, and I said, "This is desired." So please start. Or if this is too much of a limitation for your free writing, then just write whatever comes. So we will now Bhakta Priya and maybe Sachi Devi, could you kindly distribute the Bhakti Rasayana shlokas which we have photocopied for you. you can do for the Mataji's. And if there's anyone who has not gotten a copy, they can come afterwards to Braj Bihari Prabhu or myself and order more copies. Today we will talk on the most important point in our life, the japa meditation, and we will talk about the avoidance of the greatest obstacle, that is the main obstacle, inattention while chanting. We will talk on the art of concentration. So while I'm talking, I'm noticing all of you are not concentrated. The reason is because this morning we lovingly tricked you. I introduced something else, the distribution of a paper. And naturally, your mind was jumping on the paper and going away from the talk to the paper. It was intentionally done to show you how our mind will never be able to do two things. So we will wait until the paper is distributed and then I will talk. Hare Krishna. Every one of you has a paper? Devaprastha Prabhu, has the paper reached up to you? Yes? Good. Everyone has one? Adi Purusha? Yes, very good. I want to request you to bring these papers to all the classes on the Bhakti Rasayana Shlokas, because then we can chant together some of the verses and so on. Our mind can never do two things at once. It has to focus on one. If you ever want to experience anything in your Krishna consciousness, you will have to learn to focus your mind, especially during the japa period, on the chanting of the holy name. Today we will do a very, very interesting workshop, which has been done in many other times. Several of my godbrother friends were attending this. In Russia, I had the fortune of having two very close friends of mine, godbrothers, who came to me afterwards and said, "Thank you for this workshop. You have really, for the first time in our lives, we have gone to a dimension of concentration which we didn't know before." Srila Prabhupada was once asked by a devotee who had difficulties in concentrating during japa, "Prabhupada, how can I control my mind during japa?" This devotee understood, if the mind is controlled and is focused on each of the syllables of the holy name, then the holy name will reveal himself. So Prabhupada answered at that time, "What is the use of controlling the mind? You have to chant and hear. That's all. What is the question of the mind?" Now we, as conditioned souls, see in this answer of Srila Prabhupada another sign of his incredible greatness. When it is described, one of the signs of pure love is that whenever you hear the name of Krishna, your mind rushes automatically to the sound. When you see the picture of Krishna, you are automatically running there with the mind. But we conditioned souls are not yet so pure. We are not so much in love with Krishna. We have many things to think about, as the Bhagavatam says. And often these thoughts get in the way of concentrating on Krishna. In the Bhagavatam purport to the first canto, if you want to note down, third chapter, text 44, Srila Prabhupada talks about purity of mind. He says, first of all, no one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. If you are not pure in mind, you cannot concentrate your mind. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. You might have seen this in your life when you had a difficult day behind and you try to sit down and chant. So many of the thoughts of the day are replayed, especially when you had a quarrel with someone, when you had an impure quarrel with someone. This difficult human relationships which arise from the false ego are the source of great mental disturbance, so that you can't concentrate. Therefore, devotees who wish to enter the kingdom of concentration avoid all unfavorable, that means troublesome, human relationships by practicing Trinadapi Sunichena and so on. No one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing and mating. So if you want to learn to control the mind, you must start, according to this advice, with your sexual habits. They must be all right. Your fearing, your sleeping, your eating, this will cleanse your action. You will become pure in action. And when you act purely, your mind will be pure. And when your mind is pure, only then you can give rapt attention to the holy name. It's a very very practical piece of advice, which is repeated in one of the important Puranas, where it's said how you can chant properly. Do you sometimes wish in your mind to chant without stoppage? I mean, throughout the day, have a melody and chant Hare Krishna? Do you sometimes feel it? Who feels that it would be nice during the day to remember the holy name and from time to time sing or chant internally? Who has thought about this already, I mean? Oh, you have thought about this. Very good. Wouldn't it be nice if the holy name runs through our mind the whole day? Kamal, Kanal is your name. Wouldn't it be nice? So he always hear the music. Maybe have the mind as a disc jockey with different favorite melodies which it puts on. It would be so nice. But the Padma Purana said, only a person who has worshipped Vasudev for 100 year births can constantly chant the holy name. Because you need, in order to focus your mind on Krishna, it needs to be pure. An impure mind will go to sex, drugs and rock and roll and play this again and again. I once received a lesson of this when I started my Namvrata practice in Giri Govardhan. I chanted at the sacred valley like this. I chanted. I closed my eyes. All of a sudden, I saw the cover of a record album by Jimi Hendrix called Electric Ladyland. And all the ladies, which were not suitable dressed, to say the least, were moving. Then I opened my eyes and I saw 300 enthusiastic monkey couples acting in the realm of illicit sex. And then I heard from Jatipur a Led Zeppelin concert with whole lot of love. in other words, what I noticed is that by chanting and chanting the holy name, I was coming to deeper levels of my consciousness, to the sanskaras, and as a result, all the old sanskaras, which are not very favorable for Naam Bhajan, they're coming out. Raj Kishore, you do not know these sanskaras, and it is good that you do not know them. I was all of a sudden plucked in to all these sanskaras which are in there, and they were alive and well, to my great shame. So only if you are pure will you be able to chant properly. Prabhupada can say, what is the use of controlling the mind? You just have to chant and hear, that's all. Where is the question of the mind? Yes, for a pure soul, there is no question of these sanskaras, the material mind going to the material field. When he hears Krishna, he goes to Krishna. Now we, who are not always so pure, need to think about concentration or avoiding the offense called inattention. And today we will make a workshop based on this. I want to request now our scriptural genius, Syamapriya, to manifest the traktaka of the holy name. Obviously, you will all now look as this new item of our seminar will go up. And we will make a pause because your mind will be totally fixed on the technical arrangements of hanging up the Hare Krishna sign on the mountain, on the tree. Yes, you will be surprised. It will soon come. What did you call it? Said Purijam Prabhu. A traktaka? What is a traktaka? In ancient times, Vaishnavas would write down the holy name on a palm leaf, and while chanting, intently stare on the individual names of the holy name. We know that Veerabhadra or Veerachandra Goswami, the son of Nityananda Prabhu, had a shila, a stone, where engraved in stone he had the different names or syllables of the holy name, and he would worship this stone by doing abhishek to it regularly and a puja, because the understanding is that the letters of the holy name are non-different from Krishna. We hear that other great souls also did so, and Gokishodas Babaji, he once dictated a letter to his Grihastha disciples, which was given to me, sent to me by Burijam Prabhu, where Gokishodas Babaji recommends for full concentration on the holy name. While you chant, you should look at the syllables of the holy name, and you should look at nothing else of this world. After some time, he said, you will see how from the syllables of the holy name the divine couple Radha and Krishna and their associates Parikas will manifest in your vision. Imagine. We also know of another a dear god brother of Srila Prabhupada, Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji, who was very poor, but whenever he got some Lakshmi, he printed the chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on metal, and he brought it to the different temples and asked them to hang it up. You will see all over Braj his service to the holy name. He wanted to just bring the holy name everywhere by the written things. So trataka means actually to concentrate your mind on one point. In yogic exercises, trataka meditation is often done to a flame in the candle. As you do this, your mind becomes one-pointed. As you may know, the thoughts are always expanding everywhere, and this way you are many. The mind is called bahushaka hyanantasya, many-branched. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says that his devotees do not have a many-branched mind. He says, Vyayasa yatmika buddhiya ekeha kurunandana. The mind of the devotees is ekeha. Have you seen now Krishna sends you a challenge? We have ordered these people to come here. they get their 10 rupees for this, to try to divert you as much as possible. they will later dance in a moment to divert you. No, it is not a fact. It is unintentional. So by yogi deliberately focuses his mind on one point only, and does not put it on, and does not allow it to go to other places. This is a established yoga practice, and we in our bhakti yoga tradition, we do not stare at a candle or maybe a tree, or you can do it at a point in a and so on. But the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. By the way, it is an accepted Ayurvedic practice that throughout the day you take a white piece of paper with just a dot on it. And when you feel very, very much, your mind is very much diverted by what you experienced, you are supposed to stare on this for about 2 minutes, and you will see your mind will become peaceful. I tried it in Mumbai. I won't try it at Giriraj Hill when I was an Ayurvedic patient. These are accepted yogic practices to bring the mind out of its diverted nature and bring it and concentrate it and bring it to the mode of goodness. Another process, since we are at the process, is to just stay with cows for some time. That will relieve the mind also. Lean against Mother Cow, have some pleasant chat, and just you will see how the goodness of the cow, who is so much in goodness, will calm down the mind. That's also a good practice. But what we will do, we will chant. We will use the traktaka of fixation technique on the syllables of the holy name. Now my question is, can you all see it? Or is the sun too much so that it is too light? You see it from there? Can you see it? Sitaram Prabhu, is it visible for you, or most of it, not all of it? Well, in that case, if some of you cannot see it, anyways, we will do a lot of mental thing. Just if you absolutely cannot see it, do it like I have done for my practice, because I just write the holy name like this on a piece of paper. You just need to have a piece of paper and write it. And please do it. This what you will see now is you will enter into states of consciousness which are magic if you do what we tell you. It's a very, very ancient technique. So I wish to now that first of all everyone decides who Are you going to participate in the seminar? This is very important for me, because if someone is diverted and does something else, including photographing or talking to about important subjects or so on, it is very difficult. The only exception is Kamal Prabhu will have to, not Kamal, Raj Kishore Prabhu has service in Giri Raj, and he's the only, Kunja Kishore, oh yeah, Kunja Kishore. And so he can leave whenever he needs. Please decide. It's very important that we have this all. Sit down, cons, and so on. You will now experience something. I would like to, those of you who don't have their beebacks with them, it doesn't matter. You can just chant without beebacks. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Kunjesh Kishore, thank you for coming. Haribo. So, the first task which you will have is, you will please look at the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Kunjesh Kishore, Kunjesh Kishore. I will. So when you hear this sign, it's the beginning of the exercise, and you will please do what I have told you, and when you hear this, it's the end of the exercise. So please look at the Trataka, that is of the please look at the sign, and please, while you chant, look at each name. When you chant Hare, you should please look Hare, and then Krishna, and then move along with the chant, with the signs, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And that it blows a little, take it as the special mercy of Giriraj. We will start now. In one voice, Hare Krishna, which I give you. The idea is not to chant in japa speed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Thank you very much. You have done half of the exercise. The other half you have not done. One can feel this by the mental energy which one can perceive. You need to concentrate on each of the names more. When you are with Hare, it means your mind only tries to stay with Hare. When you are with Krishna, your mind is only with Krishna. When you are again with Hare, you switch from Krishna to Hare. It's you will see most of the devotees don't do this. The mind is very blurry and not sharp enough to do this in most of our cases. So when you go from Hare to Krishna, you have to make a conscious switch in your mind and go to Krishna. Then Krishna, that's the easiest. Then the next Krishna is also easy. But then again Hare. So you need to concentrate very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Your chanting is so attractive. Look at the cows. They really... let us chant for the cows again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, I really think you have gotten the mercy of the Brijbasis. The eternal cows of Lord Krishna have noticed your concentrated chanting. We must say we are extremely proud of you. Hare Krishna, you have gotten the sympathy of Krishna's cows. This is, I think now we have the blessings of Gomata. I mean, they really listen. Let us chant again for them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Bol. Yeah, the cows is like our heart, and the man, says Purnachandra, with a stick who tries to move our heart away. That is our materialistic mind, huh? Yes. Purnachandra Babu has properly noted. Hare Krishna, Jai Sri Radhe. Dhanyavad, dhanyavad. So now we will move into the second phase of concentration. Our concentration was maybe a little interrupted by the cows because they're so beautiful and we should respond to Braj teaching us. Now, I will request you to go into a visualization technique. May I first ask you, who has seen the Yamuna in his or her life? Yamuna Mai. Good. Very good. Please, we will visualize, we will close our eyes now. Please do so. sit down properly, and in your mind's eye, Prashanta, not you. You are. You have to be with me. In your mind's eye, please again close the eye. See the sacred Yamuna. Hey. As the Yamuna flows, just see. The cows are coming back. We can't do it. They are so attracted to the Vaishnavas. We have to be a little flexible. This is the spontaneous Braj thing. The cows are very attracted to you. You definitely have. The cows, we consider them to be Krishna's cows. You really have gotten the mercy of Lord Krishna. I feel so blessed with our seminar. They were very attracted to the sound. It's their Lord, Krishna. They know the name of Krishna is not different from Krishna. They are not like us, who doubt this very much. Yeah, there is a verse of Rupa Goswami. My dear Lord, the calf of my mind has wandered off and gone to the dirty ditch of material life. You are, however, the best of cow herders. Please come with your stick and drive the calf of my mind away from the poison of material, the material ditch, to the Yamuna. Thank you for reminding us. So, but it's very difficult to make a. Maybe Krishna, I will wait for signs. Maybe the next thing which happens is a Nila Gau will gallop from the Giriraj Hill here into our midst and begin to play with the sound equipment. Then we will know that we will give our seminar a different shape. But for now, we will make another attempt to concentrate. Please sit properly. That is, try to sit erect. And now, in your mind's eye, visualize your favorite scene of the Yamuna. See the Yamuna flowing. You are on one bank of the Yamuna. Look over to the other bank. Your eyes go over the water, and there you see the other bank of the Yamuna. Is there a forest there? Or is your favorite sight of the Yamuna when it is dark and the full moon is there? So there is darkness only, or dimly lit darkness? Or is there just a Yamuna beach with the dust of Vrindavan, or the sometimes a cliff, a sand dune cliff, which is there? Whatever it is. And now, on that opposite bank of the Yamuna, I wish you to visualize in your mind's eye the word Hari. Not the word Hari, I'm sorry, the name Hari. See it in capital letters, because it